Thank you. Thank you. done a post-process thing, it's for a while, looking to serve up a get your race line, you could do crap in the kitchen, that's what you could, we're very concerned, we're working on job increasing the supply. We got a pretty good plan, I think, the way it turned out, of the rest of the county, we're gonna get rid of the 3% tariff on the heat.
Then they use it.
So it's not piles, and
Senate's cooling down a little bit on this separation of power, privilege, not everything.
Well,
They've accepted the procedure.
The client needs to do that.
Well, they have to.
They had to.
Is it that way, there's nothing to suggest that, we did it in a way that the client needs to, because that's exactly the procedure that I said.
Well, post is the only one that used the word compromise, I didn't see.
Compromise, hell, there was no compromise.
That's right.
I didn't rule out the council coming down, and just said that it had to be shown to some people that apparently the security, the security charter, I can never, council office. But the, that's inevitable, I believe, compromise, they don't get it all.
Brandon did a good job on the railroad.
Did he?
It started to indicate that the 10.7 agreement is not a salary increase, but it includes 4%, it's 4% of the fringe benefits and stuff like that. But I was pleased to see him get some good press when he stepped down on.
Brandon gets press, he knows how. Just gotta keep butts from always fighting the battle of the farmer.
Well,
he got a farmer in the crisis, and he's got high prices, and quit talking to him and start talking to the consumer.
But I told, we called the PIO over that agriculture, and then we're gonna filter the word up to him that way, and then also talk to Bucks directly about using up the television time to talk about the first pick out of the litter and the price it cost to refurnish a bathroom on a farm, and shift it to the fact that we are moving aggressively.
We're concerned about prices, everything you can, we're increasing production, everything. The nation's farmers are gonna cooperate.
Right.
The line should be the nation's farmer. Well, this challenge, increase supply, adjust the cost, they will meet it, it'll take some time, because you don't grow a big overnight, or a cow, or a chicken, or an egg. We're gonna damn well gonna fight it. The nation's farmers join in the battle to reduce, to increase the supply and stop the rise in the cost of the next one. You get it, so you're just about like that,
right?
Nation's farmers join up. They welcome that, the opportunity. They don't want higher prices. Prices are high enough, they wanna keep it.
Right.
That's not true, but the way they feel about it, but they've got to say that. Yeah, you're gonna find me. Why are you, mess around with that, but sorry about the first command,
Thanks, I'm not so sure. I've run hot and cold on that whole issue. Sometimes it appears that it's gonna be something very dominant and so forth. But I think the press conference the other day did a great deal to diffuse it and bring it back into perspective. The sense that I had amongst the press corps and the Senate, as a matter of fact, in reading and what I heard, is that they started to make a run, and they thought they were about ready to crack through something. That's the tone of the environment that existed, and they were cut off in a reasonable way. In other words, cooperation, but also the presidency and the executive branch, you're not going to toy around and play around. That's right. And I think the press today indicates that you know, there's a psychological jolt that's gone against them now, because we're starting to run out in the pasture where they didn't belong, it appeared for a while. But not want to lower your curtain, that's not the attitude that is coming through in the press reports. Just proceed in an orderly way. Now, what does that mean in terms of the hearings? I think they, at least at the outset, may approach this in, at least from the outset, in not such a blatantly political way. And then if they shift, then they can really be clubbed. It'll get some press in May, but it might just diffuse. That's a possibility.
Well, there's finance, where they got the money, everything. It's all there. There's these things happen. They have an American committee, government committee there, because of our Democratic friends there. Huge vote. It's canceled on the revenue. What about the, did you read the Brandon book? Is that getting any notes?
I haven't had a chance to read it. In fact, I just got it. Doubleday's promoting the book quite heavily, so I'm sure. But one of the things, and I told Henry this, in his dealings with the press and talking to authors, he has to put what he says in the scope of the historic perspective, because he'll say something based upon his attitude at that moment, like to Brandon or to someone else, and it'll come out 6 months, a year, 2 years from then, and his emotional reaction at that time in the broader picture of things is quite different than what the reality is. Apparently he may have done that in some of his conversations with Brandon.